What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So yesterday we were talking to Katie about a friend that she has that's a mortician, and guys don't want to go out with her because they just think it's weird or she might be doing something weird with the body. So we had a whole bunch of questions about being a mortician. Good morning, Elizabeth. You are part of The Burt Show. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
So I was just calling in about the segment talking about morticians and everything, and my husband is a mortician, and he's been in the field for several years now. I have my take on it, and of course, like, if you guys had any questions, I could answer any.
Yeah, but let's go ahead and reset this for those that weren't listening. Katie was saying she's got a friend who is a mortician, and guys are really turned off by it.
It's like a deal breaker.
They're making all sorts of assumptions in their head about morticians and what she might be doing to the bodies, and they're like, ooh, that's weird. So we had a lot of questions for morticians. So when you guys started dating and he told you what he did, was he a mortician at the time?
So we've actually been dating since high school, and it has been something that had always fascinated him since we were 15 and 16. So I will say at that age, I was kind of like, what? But it's always fascinated him. For him, he had read some book. It was like a Dean Koontz book or something. And then it turned into a curiosity for him. And so he just kind of followed that path, and he made a career out of it.
And what does he find so attractive about the job? I mean, we've heard that it's very peaceful. There's joy in making people look a certain way for the family before they pass. What is his motivation?
So I think at first, honestly, he was really fascinated by the body stuff. And I don't know, maybe that could be like a misconception on my part, that when you're newer to the field, it's a little more wilder to see everything, because I know that he talked about it pretty frequently then. But honestly, at this point, he's really like a when you think about a wedding planner, he's like a funeral planner, and it's got so many moving parts when it comes to plan for the service. And I think that's the part that he has grown to enjoy the most, is like putting everything into place. And he gets so many families that come to him afterwards that are like, you made this experience amazing for me. I mean, he had somebody make him a shirt one time. Like,
really?
He gets such a thrill from the enjoyment of servicing people. And he was such an introvert when he started the job. So I think it's really just like putting, like you guys said, putting people to rest and giving them that closure during the most difficult time of their lives. And it's a pretty admirable job, in my opinion.
Sure.
Takes a very strong person to do it.
No doubt about that. But there is one thing that I keep getting caught up on, and that was what Katie said about her friend and what you said about your husband, especially in the beginning. It's the talking about the dead bodies. So if I'm a family member and a loved one has passed away, I don't want the mortician talking to strangers, like strangers to me, about my loved one's dead body.
I can totally understand that. And I mean, for my experience, it wasn't so much like a detailed. It was just like, yeah, we embalmed somebody today. Like, I don't know who he was talking about, but it was just the aspect. I mean, if somebody's going into super detail about it, I think that there's a little bit of maybe an immaturity level.
Yeah, there should be some kind of HIPAA law.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
I mean, granted, you're dead, so I don't know if those apply. But is there doctors have something that they have to, like a doctor?
Like an oath.
An oath, yes.
Yeah.
There should be like a mortician oath that, you know, you don't talk about the dead.
No.
Has he ever come home and said, you will not believe what I saw or what happened today at work? And if so, what was that story like?
Yes, but I think it happens more so with the living that he gives me the stories with. like dealing with some of the families. He's had some pretty crazy experiences. with that. But as far as, like, with the bodies, I mean, it's never been a red flag for me. But I guess it's just different when you're dating. And if somebody's like, oh, my gosh, you know, they get super detailed about what they're seeing. I think that's just more of a maturity level. But I think for somebody that's fascinated with the business, like, I don't know if that happens in, like, surgeon fields and stuff like that, if they talk about what they see once they, you know, go inside somebody's brain for brain surgery. But, I mean, I think there's just, like, a fascination with it, but not everybody likes that kind of thing. I don't think it's necessarily a huge red flag, just.
I guarantee you there are some family members that have made some odd requests.
Oh, God, sure. Yeah, of course.
Has been some odd requests.
Yeah, I have no problem talking behind the living's back, but I do have a problem talking behind the dead's back.
That is so bad.
Their back is on the table or in the casket.
Right? You can't talk behind a dead person's back, but you can talk behind a living person's back.
Being a mortician would just take the total excuse that I have when I come home sometimes is like, I've been talking all day.
I'm dead tired.
I'm dead.
What he does, it's so crazy. He goes to the grocery store afterwards just to get, like, and he was told that this is a great thing to do, just to decompress. He goes to the grocery store after work almost every single day to just get, like, in touch again with reality. It's funny.
Well, good on you guys. Yeah, it's working out.
It's working.
Not a field that I can do, but I appreciate you calling. Thank you very much.
Of course. Y'all take care.
You too, Elizabeth. Bye.
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.